Oh, I hate to say it, but we're out of gas. It's okay that you don't believe me. I mean, it's embarrassing. I don't believe myself sometimes. On a tangent, since we're out here in this park under this beautiful sky, can I ask you something? You know I like you, right? I hope you like me the way I like you. Oh, good. Well, I bring it up because I was wondering if you would be mine. Thank you. Oh, honey, it means so much to hear that from you. Can we hug? Oh, I have a little gift for you. Mm-hmm. I know it's not traditional, but I have a ring. Oh, are you willing to wait until we get married? Oh, man, you know just what to say, don't you? So now it's official. We are soon to be Mr. and Mrs. Sounds so naughty now that I think about it. But I do have one more thing to tell you, dear. Well, there's something about me. Maybe I should save it for another night. Let's just say I'm not like your other girlfriends. Oh, fiancé. I'm your first fiancé, right? Good. No, I mean, I'm different. Oh, no. Oh, please run. I don't want you to see this. Please get away from me now. Who's this? She never mentioned you. I keep smelling you on her. Or rather, me. But I could never quite figure out why. Fascinating. She's been hiding you really, really well. Maybe she didn't want me to find out. But it seems it slipped her mind tonight. Of all nights where the moon is full. And now I have a little minion to call my own. Now let's get one thing straight between us. I have come to know that she likes being called mistress. Newsflash. You are not in the presence of your mistress. Prostrate before your empress. I'm waiting. Your empress is pleased. Now then, your empress's second decree is to retrieve an exquisite dish worthy of a royal palate. No, no, no. Return. Come hither, boy. You do not expect me to walk, do you? It seems you are not very good at reading the air. Do you smell my disappointment? It's a wonder she keeps you around. You will carry me, and you will search with your empress. Your empress will not have you protesting. Pip, pip, make haste. Your empress is rather famished. What a good workhorse you are. Where are we? There has to be food around here somewhere. Can you walk any faster? I'm not heavy. Oh, pause. Your empress wishes to use the facility before her accoutrements. You will now find a lavatory for your empress. What is this excuse of no water closet within eyeshot? Your empress is not amused. You dare suggest that your empress make use of an alleyway? Like a peasant? Oh, the nerve you have. Very well. It does seem you are correct. There is no other choice. Your Empress will deem it acceptable this once. Put me down. Now avert your gaze, knave. Do you think I would sully mine own pride as the Buddha's chariot for you? What delicacies will you conjure for your Empress? Bacon, I smell. Have you been holding out on me? I smell bacon. Where's the bacon? Where's the bacon? I gotta have the bacon! How dare you not share with your Empress? Hey, hey. Hey. Give to Empress. No, no, take. Only give. Well, I must say this so-called peasant meal of bacon is new and delightful. I must make a mental note of that. Mistress will have something new in the pantry come the next moon. Where does mine royal footstool wish to deliver his empress? The park. The decision is admirable, but I wish to rest. This decision is amenable. Carry on. Pick me up, knave. Yes. What a beautiful night. Very good. Yes, you may rest here if you wish. The Empress is most pleased by the scenery after nightfall under the full moon. However, I must scout the premises for unsightly persons. No sense in having competition over such a good manservant. I know this scent well. It be the Philistine and Mrs. Fluffykins. I hereby claim this land as sovereign territory under the Empress by divine right. Intruder. Woof! Woof! Squirrel! Halt! Trespasser! Pay our dues or face the wrath of the Empress! Knave, come help. Empress cannot find her assailant. No, I will not forgive such disrespect from a lowly rodent. Yes, we will continue with the stroll at my pace. Do not forget the pecking order for your sake. Well, I must be prepared to chase the next rodent that dishonors me. We will walk together. Oh, you live next to the park, and you have directed your empress to your humble abode. Well, invite me inside, knave. Curious? Very curious indeed. I have a rather important question to ask you. But first, I will remind you that there exists only one correct answer to all of Empress's questions. Very well. Why does this domicile of yours not smell of Empress? Oh, this conundrum shall be remedied immediately. Ah, most delightful. I have now rubbed my essence into your carpet. We presume the bedding has been arranged for this evening. Oh, heavens, no. A bed of this paltry size will simply not bode well. Your Empress will make do with her knave's presence as a body warmer. No, no, no. You forget your place. Your Empress is to be hoisted gently onto the bed as one of my dignity ought to be. We will then retire for the evening. Post haste. Lift me. Place me. This is actually rather comfortable. Now come warm me. A fair night of sleep upon you, dearest knave. Good night. Where am I? And half nude, and on the foot of a strange bed, and... Ugh, why do I smell like wet dog? Oh, Pet, what has she done to you? Oh, come here. Oh, crap. I didn't know you were still sleeping. Oh, morning, hun. So, how was last night? Was good? Did anything, eventful happen? Nothing out of the ordinary? Nothing of the, paranormal variety? No? I guess I was just imagining things. This is your place, huh? Thanks for, letting me spend the night. Did I have too much to drink? Oh, that must have been it. Well, do you mind if we go cook something? I have an unusual craving for bacon. What about you? No? No bacon? Well, that's okay. We can make you some eggs and waffles to go with my bacon. Now get your cute candy ass over here, you monkey. Ooh, we're gonna get